I had been thinking in terms of fleeing to Emerald, Halcombe admitted. Bishop Executor Willis could probably be counted upon to give us sanctuary, and I'm sure we could make ourselves useful to him in Emerald. But in the last few days I've come to the conclusion that Emerald isn't our best destination either. May I ask why, my lord? For two reasons, really. First, I'm none too certain the Bishop Executor is going to be in a position to offer anyone sanctuary for much longer. Halcombe grimaced. That pusillanimous worm Walker's been right about at least one thing all along, and that's the fact that Narmon isn't going to be able to hold Caleb off for long. Worse, I'm very much afraid Narmon's been making plans of his own where Mother Church is concerned. Surely not, my lord. And why shouldn't he have been? Halcombe snorted. Certainly not because you think he has some deep-seated moral fibre which is going to prevent him from seeing the same opportunities Caleb's obviously seen. I've always suspected Narmon was a lot brighter than he's chosen to encourage his enemies to believe he is. That isn't necessarily the same thing as principled, unfortunately, and a smart man without principles is dangerous, very dangerous. If Narmon hopes to reach any sort of accommodation with Caleb, however unlikely that might seem, he must realize Caleb and Stainer are going to require him to join their open defiance of Mother Church. And if he's aware of that much, then he has to have made plans to neutralize anything Bishop Executor Willis might try to do to stop him. And to be perfectly honest, the fact that the Bishop Executor's most recent letters to me have all insisted nothing of the sort is happening only makes me even more anxious. With all due respect to the Bishop Executor, all his confidence suggests to me is that Narmon succeeded in keeping his own preparations completely out of sight, which means they're likely to succeed, at least in the short term. Shumei regarded his superior with horror, and Halcombe reached out and laid a comforting hand on his shoulder. Don't make the mistake of thinking Caleb and Stainer are alone in their madness, Alvin, he said gently. Look at how quickly and with how little resistance the entire kingdoms followed their blasphemous example. I'm not saying the rot spread as widely and as deeply in Emerald as it obviously has here in Corus. But the Corus Sea and Emerald Reach aren't broad enough to prevent the poison from reaching Emerald at all. And Narmon's an even greater slave to worldly ambition than Caleb. He's not going to be blind to the opportunity to make himself master of the church in Emerald, whatever else happens. When you add that to all of the pressure he's going to be under from Caleb and Corus, how can you expect anything but for him to strike at the legitimate authority of Mother Church whenever the moment seems most propitious to him? But if that's the case, my lord, Shumei said, then what hope do we have? We have something much better than mere hope, Alvin. We have God himself on our side, or rather, we're on his side. Whatever may happen in the short term, the final victory will be his. Any other outcome is impossible, so long as there are men who recognize their responsibility to him and to his church. Shumei looked at Halcombe for several seconds. Then he nodded, slowly at first, and then harder, with more assurance. You're right, of course, my lord, which brings us back to the question of exactly what we do. Since a retreat to Emerald seems much less attractive than it did before your explanation, should we follow Montale to Zion? No. Halcombe shook his head. I've given this a great deal of thought. In fact, that brings me to my second reason for deciding Emerald isn't our best destination. Where we need to be, Alvin, is where God can make the best use of us. And that's right here in Corus. There are others who'll need us in the kingdom, even, or perhaps especially, in Telesburg itself. The ones Caleb's and Stainer's creatures have labeled Temple Loyalists. Those are the people we need to find. They're going to need all the encouragement they can get and all the leadership they can find. More than that, they remain the true children of God in Corus, and as the good sheep, they need and deserve shepherds worthy of their loyalty and faith. Shumei was nodding again, and Halcom raised one hand in a gesture of warning. "Make no mistake, Alvin. This is another battle in the terrible war between Langhorne and Shan Wei. None of us truly expected it to erupt once again so openly, certainly not in our own lifetimes. But it would be a failure of our faith to refuse to recognize it now that it's come upon us. And just as there were martyrs, even among the archangels themselves, in the first war with Shan Wei, there will be martyrs in this one. When we venture into Telesburg, instead of sailing on to Zion, we'll be stepping into the very jaws of the dragon, and it's entirely possible those jaws will close upon us." "I understand, my lord." Shumei met the bishop's gaze levelly. "And I'm no more eager to die, even for God, than the next man. If that's what God's plan and Mother Church require of us, though, what better end could any man achieve?"